This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. That is rule number five that supposedly Bill Gates gave as advice at a speech at a high school gathering of 11 things they did not and will not learn in school. Flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. Hard work should never be beneath us. But my friends, there are a lot of things that we possess today that we could probably do without. No, not probably we could, because we know that our grandparents and great-grandparents did without them. Now, they may benefit our lives in one way or another, but they're not essentials. GPS devices, tanning bed salons, cell phones, microwaves, credit cards, electronic readers like Kindle, digital cable, satellite, health insurance, plasma televisions, Sirius XM radios, Xbox, PlayStations, Wii's, health clubs, calculators, student loans, and disposable items. All those are things that people have done without for generations. You know, the child's room today is full of action figures. Go look at your room. It's full of video games, of VCRs, DVDs, huge collections of DVDs and games of all sorts of sports equipment. You got your own telephone in a lot of cases. Your computer is loaded down with everything, even with internet access. But oftentimes, you're telling your parents, I don't have anything to do. I'm bored. My friends, boredom is not just an irritation. It is a spiritual problem. Malachi chapter 1 and verse number 13. People with time on their hands get into all sorts of mischief. Boredom often leads to all kinds of sin, and overindulgence is the root cause of our boredom. So herein is the law of what the proverb writer told his children was the law of too much honey. Proverbs 25:16. Oh, there is a limit to the things that we can possess, even good things, and handle them before they come harmful to us. Too much of anything will lead people to forsake God. So as we're talking about flipping burgers, oh, it's not beneath you. In fact, flipping burgers may be the best thing that you could ever do, because it will teach you to have a good, strong work ethic and keep you from being bored. So allow me to remind you once again that the first and most important rule of good manners is kindness and consideration of others. And remember, knowing what is right is only a part of having good manners. It's the doing that counts. My friends, I hope that you learn to be a good worker in the kingdom of God and to mind your manners.
We want to take just a moment to remind you about our new video Bible studies. You can find our Bible studies in a few different ways. One, by going on YouTube and subscribing to our channel, Ulagal Video Bible Studies. And there you'll find two playlists, one for our first program entitled Dust to Dust, and the second playlist for our second program entitled Teen Bible Studies. You also can find this on our webpage at ulagalradio.org. Under the brown and white logo, Ulagal Video Bible Studies. By clicking on that, you'll see the logo for each program, and then simply by clicking on the logo of the program you'd like to listen to, then the playlist will appear on the next page, and each program will have its newest episode released each week, with Dust to Dust being aired on Mondays and Teen Bible Studies every Friday. We hope you'll tune in and watch, and also tell others about this new Bible study. Thank you for listening to Ulagal Radio.